Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 9, we were taught that the more accepted sin becomes in the world, the less offended Christians are by it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I was talking to a missionary who's solid, fundamental, seems to be right down the line. He was of a younger generation. And we talked about this thing of homosexual marriage and open homosexuality, not in the closet as when I was growing up. And he said, you know, homosexuality is a sin, it's wrong, it's evil, and we're against homosexual marriage. But he says, you know what? He says, my generation isn't as repulsed by it as what your generation is. And your generation wasn't really repulsed by alcohol as the generation back there under Billy Sunday's day. And isn't that true? Isn't that true? But that doesn't make it right, and that doesn't make it that we should accept it. Now, morality seems to worsen exponentially, not only by little bits. That is one reason why we believe the rapture is close. Because of that and our sinful nature, if we fail to seek and follow God's guidance, we are generally drawn into worldly activities. And we believe they are acceptable to God. Oh, my friend, Satan is a great deceiver. There are many passages in the Bible that show how easily we are deceived. Therefore, we must always seek and follow God's biblical standard, which never changes. Wow. And we must be careful in all that we do. Now, although something may be acceptable to worldly society and seem right, it may not be. And often it is not acceptable to God. And there are those of you that are parents out there, perhaps listening to me. And you need to sit down with your children, especially if you have teenagers, and talk about these things. Let them know this morality of today is wrong, and you need to teach them God's holiness does not change, and teach them biblical morality, and make sure that they have it enough in them that if they are tempted, and they will be, that they can't be comfortable with immorality. Well, this church today, instead of doing the praying it needs to do, instead of doing the fasting it needs to do, instead of taking the stand it needs to take, they're concerned about the money, they're concerned about the finances, they're concerned about their numbers, and so they rely on marketing, and then they sacrifice their standards. Now, in this chapter, we'll see God gives them what they ask, a man that they can be proud of and look up to, and God gave it to them. Why? Well, when a king is against his stated will, as it was really back in the law given to Moses that was against his stated will, God is going to show them that their very best cannot meet their needs. So he tries to bring out which one he thought, or which one they thought would be, boy, the best. Nobody better than this one. So they'll get what they ask, but in the end, they will not want what they got. We do not know better than the sovereign God, my friend. Our God knows what's best. Get your eyes off the world and trust him. Now let us follow the story of our text. In verses 1 and 2, we read this of 1 Samuel chapter 9. Now there was a certain man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bacharath, the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power, and he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man, and a goodly, and there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. Now, we are given here the pedigree and the person. Saul comes from a proper and a prestigious family in Israel, the family from Benjamin's tribe. His father was a man of power, of great means, and of authority. Verse 2 says of Saul that he was goodly, a good-looking man. He's tall, and he's handsome. There's not in Israel a better-looking man than King Saul. On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 12. He's taller than the rest. He's head and shoulders above the rest. You might say the old way that they used to say it is tall, dark, and handsome. I know if they ever do a drama about him, they will not ask me to do the lead role. And rightly so. But the Bible tells us, man looketh at the outward appearance. God is a spirit. The outward appearance of things is not the basis of our living hope. Now, we do judge the outward appearance. You say, well, I thought we're not supposed to judge. Oh, yeah, we are. We're supposed to judge. The Lord says you can tell a tree by its fruit. Now, you look at two trees. One is an orange tree, and the other one is a grapefruit tree, and the grapefruits are rotting. The tree has a disease. Now, do you tell people, look, just take up the tree of the orange, or take either tree you want, because we're not wanting to judge these trees. Okay. No, you can tell by the outward appearance. Now, we judge that way. When things on the outward are in disagreement with the Word of God, it's not judgment, it is discernment. So if we want to call it judgment, you can call it judgment. Somebody said of us one time, you're just too judgmental. Well, that was a judgmental statement for them to make, wasn't it? You see, it works both ways, doesn't it? And they don't like it when the knife cuts on both sides of the blade. They just don't care for that. And so they don't want you to use that kind of wisdom in it. But the truth of the matter is, God does expect us to try to tell a tree by its fruit. But God is a spirit. He looketh at the heart. And so, the point is, the outward appearance should reflect our inner man. That is, our personality, our demeanor, our kindness, our spirit about us, our way, our honesty, our ethics. All of that should be a reflection of the inner man. Now, we see here that things will look great for the moment. Years later, it shall be seen that we're not to focus on the world or the present. We are to have faith in God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We get God's heart from his word. And so, our faith grows through the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we're going to walk right in this world, we cannot look at the moment. We've got to look on down the road into eternity. Now it takes us into verse 3. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise. Go seek the asses. Well, a problem arises, and it will bring Samuel and Saul together. Now let's read the rest of that up through verse 9. It says, and he passed through the Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. And they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjaminites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant that was with him, "Come, and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us." And he said unto him, "Behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man, and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither, peradventure he can show us our way that we should go." Then said Saul to the servant, "But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we?" And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way." Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, "Come and let us go to the seer," for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Well, at this point, here's Saul. He has killer, he man looks, but in judgment abilities, he seems to be a French fry short of a Happy Meal. Saul's dad tells him the asses are gone. Go look for them. But it's as if he takes a second thought, and he says, listen, take a servant with you. Perhaps he thinks this guy can't think on his own. Saul is not going to think this through. He's not going to understand. So he tells him, "Yeah, take a servant with you." And so that's what he does. Now, you'll notice how far they go. Again, let me reread verse 4 for you here of 1 Samuel 9. "And he passed through the Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha, and they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not." Well, it seems like they're doing a lot of traveling, doesn't it? And verse 20 will show that they were lost for only 3 days. But in the 3 days, these two have not found the lost asses. In verse 5, he says, "Now, we better get back, because it could be that my father might begin to worry about us instead of the asses." Okay, how is that for self-esteem, you know? Saul said, Dad might quit just worrying about the asses and worry about us too. We don't want to add that to him. So now he thinks that maybe he might be just as important enough for Dad to be concerned about him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.